Pope Benedict XVI leaves for his first official state visit to Germany on Thursday, although it is his third trip to his homeland as Pope. Unlike his previous visits to Germany, which were to predominantly Catholic areas of the country, this trip takes him to the heartland of Protestant Germany. In the capital itself, even professed Christians are a minority. Archbishop Rainer Maria Welke of Berlin says the Pope is visiting a city in which the Christian message is needed.
The Holy Father is going to be a guest in our archdiocese. That is a great gift for me that I did not deserve. As Archbishop of Berlin, I am glad to welcome the Holy Father. The first official visit of the German Pope leads him to the capital and thus to the Archdiocese of Berlin. It makes me proud to be a host for Pope Benedict XVI. In the last weeks, I jumped on the bandwagon of preparations and experienced so much cheerful anticipations in the communities and facilities, even by those who are really busy with them. The Holy Father is going to visit a city in which Christians are a minority, and some already announced their protests long time before his arrival. I once again invite everyone to listen first to what the Pope has to say and then to pass judgment. When Benedict XVI is landing in Berlin at September 22, he will be welcomed as the Vatican's head of state as well as the highest priest of the Catholic Church. But he also visits Berlin as a great European, an universal intellectual, and an example of belief. I am convinced that it is worse to listen what he has to say, even as a critical mind, even when not everyone agrees to everything. Although I may accompany the Pope in Berlin, I will not be able to show him much of the Archdiocese of Berlin, but in return he will broaden our perspectives, from our small diocese to the universal church, from our little troubles to the wideness of Catholicism, and from our little faith to Jesus Christ, who is the center of all our troubles and efforts. We welcome you, Holy Father.